you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking back, making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl, we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la in the green grass.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration sent more than 200 immigrants to El Salvador over the weekend, even as a federal judge issued an order to bar the deportations temporarily. There was a hearing over it in federal court today. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Lawyers for the Trump administration would not provide a federal judge any information about flights that deported hundreds of Venezuelans under national security grounds after the judge had temporarily blocked the flights. The ACLU's legal alert represents some of the Venezuelans.
If the government has this power and the president has this power, any group of people could all of a sudden be designated enemy aliens. The government's position is the courts could not review that. They could be in a minute's notice on a plane and put in a Salvadoran prison.
The judge has ordered the Trump administration to disclose by noon tomorrow details of the deportation flights. New efforts by President Trump to end the war between Ukraine and Russia involves a call tomorrow with Russia's President Putin. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
He told reporters a lot of work has been done over the weekend regarding Ukraine. In his words, we want to see if we can bring that war to an end. This comes after talks in Saudi Arabia last week with a proposal on the table that would see a 30-day ceasefire. Part of those negotiations center over Russia's territorial gains, which include power plants.
Dozens of people have been killed in severe weather that plowed through several southern and midwestern states over the weekend. Now they're picking up the pieces. Brevard, North Carolina Fire Chief Chase Owen says in his city,
I saw a single-wide trailer that had, for lack of a better term, been cut in half with a tree. And the survivors from the house indicated that there were two children that were still trapped inside the house.
The two children died. More than 130 probationary employees fired from the nation's top cyber defense agency last month will be reinstated. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The employees of CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, were all hired or promoted within the past 3 years. They won't immediately return to office, but instead will be placed on paid administrative leave. Maryland U.S. District Judge James Bredar on Thursday demanded the Trump administration reinstate the employees it initially terminated.
President Trump, who dissolved the Kennedy Center's board of directors and named himself chairman last month, has attended his first meeting. He says efforts are underway to renovate and shake up the Kennedy Center honors.
I got tired, very tired, very tired, very boring, very radical left. Unless you were a radical left, it just seemed that nobody was chosen. There are a lot of people out there that can get the honors.
A judge declines to force FEMA to release funds to upgrade the U.S. emergency alert system. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Home ownership rates in the U.S. have increased across all racial and ethnic groups over the past decade. And CBS's Christopher Cruz says of the gap between white and black home ownership rates.
The National Association of Realtors says that gap increased from 27% in 2013 to 28% in 2023. NAR senior economist and director of real estate research, Nadia Evangelou.
Home ownership is one of the most powerful tools for building wealth and financial stability, but the opportunity to own a home is not the same for everybody.
The black home ownership rate was 44.7% in 2023. The white home ownership rate was 72.4%. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. stocks climbed again following weeks of swings. More could be ahead with the decision by the Federal Reserve on interest rates coming later in the week and concerns over President Trump's tariffs. A report on U.S. retail sales was weaker than expected. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. Currently 42 degrees.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
couch again.
To West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got a year. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do not.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Smile from my face. Cherish is the word I used to
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Oh, you cry and why?
glad. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. Glad. I see my red door and the cabin into glass.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Forever, ever, 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 ever If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'll be blue, and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know I only want what's best for you. What good is all my pride?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A judge tells the Trump administration to explain why it had apparently ignored or defied his Saturday order, temporarily blocking the deportation of over 200 Venezuelans. The administration argues the oral order was not enforceable. The administration removed the immigrants without providing evidence of criminal activity under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, and which requires war to have been declared, which only Congress can do. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
After the White House revealed it had invoked the act on Saturday, the planes took off. Shortly after, a judge ordered the planes to turn around, but they never did, and a third flight would depart a few minutes later. David Beer tracks immigration policy for the Libertarian Cato Institute.
Once we get to the point in the country where the president gets to say, I can arrest anyone, I don't have to prove anything, I don't have to go to courts, I don't have to follow the laws as they're written, then that's anarchy.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russia's Vladimir Putin tomorrow as part of efforts to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams with details.
In that planned phone call with Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, Trump said they would discuss land and power plants. Now, Russia is currently occupying around 20% of Ukraine's territory after Vladimir Putin launched a bloody invasion of this country 3 years ago.
Voice of America is being silenced. Sources tell CBS News that all full-time employees and contractors with a government-funded news service were notified by email over the weekend that they have been placed on administrative leave. Michael Abramowitz heads up Voice of America.
It's an incredibly important tool for basically combating Chinese, Russian, Iranian, disinformation, for telling the truth to people living under tyranny. If America